innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the InterCity Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 289. And joining me today, I got Brian.
What's up, guys?
Chillin'. It's been another fantastic fucking week. How have you been doing, dude?
I've been all right. I've just been processing. For those that, I'm sure everybody knows. But for us, it was just mere minutes after we signed off for the evening. I had gone downstairs to make myself some dinner on Friday night last week. And my cousin texted me with the news that Taylor Hawkins had passed away.
Yeah. Super sad, dude. Super sad.
And I just been in a continuous state of shock.
Because,
I mean, not only was he, like, pretty much one of the hearts and souls of that band.
Mm-hmm.
But like the man was 50 and he left behind a family. He's talented as fuck. He wasn't just a drummer. Like he sang really good too.
Yeah. Like he was a really good singer.
I mean, whenever they
like the solo stuff they put out was pretty good too.
See, I didn't really hear any of that stuff because I got into this band. I got into the Foo Fighters sort of late in my life, but
okay, that's fair.
But like when I'd watch videos of him sing "Somebody to Love," like he sounded like Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he had the notes right and like the pacing of like the ups absolutely and downs, like the And yeah, it just it breaks my heart that he's no longer around, and just seeing everybody, you know, saying how much he meant to them. Everybody from like Stevie Nicks to Lars Ulrich to Machine Gun Kelly, apparently, and John Stamos, because he apparently knows everybody. And
of course, why wouldn't he know everybody?
Right.
Yeah.
But just seeing the outpour of, you know, love and respect that they had for him just makes it hard because it shows you that he wasn't an asshole. Like,
yeah,
you know, everybody cared for him, and now he's gone, and it just sucks.
Yeah, big time.
And like, I'm hoping that the Foo Fighters can eventually continue on, get a new drummer. I mean, it's not gonna be the same.
No, obviously, it's not gonna be the same.
But
it's just sad. It's just sad that, like, in mid-tour, you pretty much have to cancel the rest of the tour because, of course, they can't just go on. Granted, they can get, like you know, a session drummer or stuff like that, or like one of the roadies to do it, because a lot of these roadies, they know what's going on with the music. They work with them. They know what's going on. They can do that, but at the same time, you're always like, yeah, do we really want to do that to the fans?
That and the band itself, it'll be too sad to play sad songs, especially right away.
Yeah, exactly. Sad shit, dude. Super sad shit.
Sad shit indeed.
Mm-hmm. And what sucks is that this year has been a fucking asshole. Because we've lost so many people. Literally every single week we're talking about somebody that died.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah. I mean, the year started off with Bob Saget.
Mm-hmm.
Who was left out of the Oscars in memoriam, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, which is
well, because did he really do movies, though? Because I don't know if the most of the time they talk about just movies for the.
I'm sure he's been in stuff aside from Half-Baked, but.
Okay.
Because
I know he's what most people know him from is from TV.
Right,
so that's
right.
Probably why they didn't put him in the in memoriam, which is kind of dumb that they didn't, but.
Yeah.
I get it.
But I just feel like the last couple of weeks that we've done the show, it's about something sad. It's Scott Hall and Triple H retiring, and then this week, you know, we're talking about Taylor Hawkins passing. So hopefully, like, that's the end of sad shows for us.
I really hope so.
I'm just done.
Yeah, no,
I mean, everybody's just mentally burnt out by this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So our hearts go out to the Foo Fighters and their families and all that stuff. But onto, you know, onto non-sadness. Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, just been hanging around, and day 24 today of DDPY.
Yeah, son.
The only times the only days that I skipped were the two that the Blu-ray player incident.
Nice.
When like it broke and I had to wait for the next day for
when your player died.
Yeah. It was a workout trying to get the disc out of the player.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You feel the burn when you're trying to work that shit out of there.
Yeah. and not break or scratch the disc.
No, that's completely fair.
You know, so aside from that, definitely noticing results.
Sweet, dude.
Like I'm about as trim as I was in, say, like pre Thanksgiving.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So that's good. You know, it's a sign that it's working.
Oh yeah, it is.
You know, aside from all that, started up Punisher season 2 on Disney Plus. I gave myself like a little bit of a break after season 1.
Of course, yeah, because you want to get a little bit of a breather sometimes.
Yeah,
even though you've already seen it before, you still like
I just want to
watch something else.
I've seen season 2 only maybe twice before.
Okay.
Versus season 1, which I've seen more because that was obviously, you know, the waiting for season
2. The original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then things I've caught up on, definitely watching. We watched Dynamite on Wednesday. That was a pretty solid show once again.
It's fucking solid as fuck, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched Moon Knight on Wednesday, which we'll talk about later. But like it's a trippy fucking show. Like it's 1 minute, 1 minute he's there, next minute he's over somewhere else covered in blood, and you're like, what? Yep. And there's no showings of why.
At least in the beginning of it.
Yeah, like when you
see it happen, you're like, what the fuck just happened? Kind of the same way he's like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, like. For example, that one scene that was also shown on the trailer, so it's not a spoiler. Yeah. Like he wakes up like on the dirt road or whatever with a broken jaw, and he's like,
it's like the middle of the desert, pretty much. Not the middle of the desert, but like the woods or whatever.
Because in the teaser trailer, you see him falling from that area, like at a height. So like he must have died and got resurrected by Anubis,
right?
You know, so like. It's a good show. I can't wait to continue the journey of Steven / Mark.
Yeah.
Especially like that whole thing where like you're gonna have steak, you're a vegan, but then you see the vegan eating steak, you're like, oh yeah.
Yep.
It's such a great
show.
I'm excited for it.
So far, at least in the first episode.
Yeah. And. I watched a couple of movies too this week. The first one I watched is one from a couple of years ago with Tessa Thompson and Lakeith Stanfield.
Okay, I like Lakeith Stanfield. He's good.
He's great. It was called Sorry to Bother You.
Oh yes, that is a good movie.
It was weird as fuck.
Yeah, it's good.
Like the horse people.
Yeah,
which I did it's not see awesome. Coming.
Yeah.
So I watched that.
See, I like that weird shit, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever weird, as weird as it can get, that is a weird fucking movie.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Because it starts out here and then goes somewhere else.
It takes you to that what the fuck world, like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
So good.
So I watched that, and then yesterday I watched a movie called Lovebirds on Netflix. Okay. And it was Kamel Nanjiani,
and the black girl, right?
Yeah, I forget her name.
Yeah.
And so like they're basically like
is it couple... like Issa Rae?
What happened?
Issa Rae.
Maybe.
I think it's like Issa Rae.
I think that's right. Yeah. So like,
I watched that one. It was good.
It was cute. It sort of reminded me of Date Night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both Steve Carell and Tina Fey from like 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Similar vibe, and it was funny. I enjoyed it. And it's short. It's like an hour and 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, Friday, I watched the latest Judd Apatow film starring his wife and daughter, or one of his daughters, called The Bubble.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so The Bubble, for those that don't know, which I only found out about it yesterday, Thursday, while watching Leslie Mann crush it on Hot Ones.
Yeah.
And she spoke about it. And I was like, okay, like, I'm intrigued. And it's like, oh, it drops April 1st. I'm like, oh, that's tomorrow. And so, okay. So
yeah, no, there was a car horn outside and it looked over.
Yeah. So The Bubble has a great cast. It has Leslie Mann, it has David Duchovny, it has Keegan-Michael Key, it has Karen Gillan. Like,
that's a lot of fucking people.
It has Iris Apatow, it has just a bunch of like random cameos.
Okay.
Which I won't spoil for people.
Of course not. Don't do that yet.
But there were a lot of fucking cameos in this movie.
Okay.
And all like the oddest places.
Of course.
It was also Pedro Pascal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then what the hell's the actress's name? The one that played Borat's sister in Borat 2.
Really?
Yeah, she's in
it. Nice. That's awesome.
It's basically the premise is there's these group of actors that all portrayed the same characters in a series of survival movies.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things where like the movies make so much money that they have to just keep continuing it.
Okay.
Fred Armisen's in it too. Kate McKinnon.
Of course Fred Armisen's gonna be in it.
Yeah. He's the director of these crazy films.
Nice.
I like it. And then also like Peter Serafinowicz. Yeah, him. He's in it.
Yeah.
everybody's in this movie.
Okay. Like
all of Hollywood. Every actor.
Nice.
So basically, the premise is that they're all gonna do this movie, the sixth one of these, you know, films, but it's during COVID.
Okay.
And so they all get to this hotel where the location for the shot is. And then before they get to film, they have to spend 14 days in their room to, you know, quarantine. And you see, like,
case in point, the bubble.
Yeah. So it's them going through the many stages of what happened in Hollywood. And it's like, middle of shooting. Oh, I'm sorry. I hate to break the news to you. You have to quarantine again because someone tested positive.
Nice.
And it's just a whole spiral out of control, crazy fucking film.
Okay.
That parts of the movie reminded me of like Tropic Thunder.
Okay.
Where like it's the whole premise of what's happening versus the movie, you know? And, okay. And it's really good. It's on Netflix. I enjoyed it. It's long. It's like 2 hours, but it's
typical Judd Apatow.
Yeah, but it's funny as hell. My wife's okay. Mad that I watched it today.
Oh,
oops! She didn't tell me.
Whoopsie!
She's like, "Oh, you watched this movie?" I'm like, "You didn't tell me you wanted it to."
Right? Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. I think it's fair. She's probably like, "Fuck you." That's not fair at all. Yeah.
all good though. But I watched that. Trying to think if I watched anything else this week. Been still picking through episodes of Ultimate Spider-Man.
Okay.
I think that's about it. I'm sure I'm missing something, but it's
unimportant. It's fair. It's understandable.
Yeah. I was supposed to review Batman from the you know, McFarlane Toys Batman movie. Mm-hmm. I'll get to it. I know I had said on my Instagram and my Twitter, like, it was scheduled for a select date, but, like, life happens. So apologies. It'll happen.
Yeah, exactly. It'll happen.
And for anybody listening who cares, we're apartment hunting. So I had to go see a place, and then that didn't work out. And then I saw another place, and it didn't work out. So, like, it's a bunch of, like, there goes all the review time I have.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You still got to fucking adult shit. You still got to do what you got to do, you know? Mm-hmm. It's totally understandable.
Yeah, so, like, it'll happen.
Oh, yeah, it'll happen. It'll definitely happen because, you know, all in due time, as they say.
Yeah, and so, like, I got that. And I'm just waiting to hear back from NECA because my Michelangelo from the cartoon broke today, and that sucks.
Yeah, that looked like a horrible break, dude.
Yeah, and, like, it's something that was on the review station event, you know, like, one of those, like, oh, I should talk about this soon. And, like, you can't buy them separately. I don't have the money for a 4-pack again. And they're right. Also, like finding a needle in a haystack. Cause
oh, my of course.
My targets out here are just terrible.
That sucks, dude.
So, everybody keep a, you know, positive.
Positive vibes, man. Positive vibes.
They'll send a new one.
Of course.
You know.
Cross our fingers for you, dude.
Yeah. That's all I got. How about you?
Nice. Well, since the last time we were here, actually, I worked a preseason baseball game over in Clearwater, which was something that, it was okay. It wasn't bad. This was the first, baseball game that I've actually worked. I haven't been to a baseball game since back in Yankee Stadium back in the day. Wow. Like, over 10 years ago, I think. Because I think it was the last time I was there was through Rico for an event that they had. And they were invited to say, oh, yeah, here's tickets to a Yankee game. Because the company that I was working at, which was through Rico, they had tickets for Yankee Stadium because they sponsored a bunch of shit there, too. So okay. Being an insurance company, they sponsored a lot of the shit at the stadium. So yeah. We had tickets to go, and we had either box seats or seats on the field level.
Okay.
So that was super fun. Then, so what I did over here, I actually worked the side back entrance, which was mainly for the media and for the baseball players.
Nice.
And it was pretty cool. It wasn't bad at first because I got there at like 9:30 in the morning. The game didn't start until noon, and I had plenty of shade until like about 2 o'clock because these baseball games take forever.
Yep.
So once 2 o'clock came, I was pretty much in the sun.
That's the worst.
Yeah. But it was okay. It was okay. It wasn't bad. It was all right. Like, had plenty of water, plenty of hydrations and stuff. So it wasn't bad. And, like, while I was working there, I got to actually interact with a cop that was there. He's from, like, you know, from the county or whatever. But it turns out he's actually from the Bronx, too. Small fucking world.
It's wild.
Yeah. And we were talking about how, like, because I told him, like, oh, yeah, I went to this high school or whatever. He was like, oh, shit, I went to the rivaling high school.
No shit.
Back when, in the 70s and shit.
Huh.
I was like, holy shit, that's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. So it's a small fucking world. Like, we would just talk for a while and everything. It was pretty cool. It was nice.
Nice.
He said he's been out in Florida for the last 37 years. I'm like, shit, I'm fucking 39, dude. So, like, he was like, what the fuck? He just gave me that look like, motherfucker, dude. Yeah. But he was a cool dude.
Nice.
But I had a fun time at the game. It was really cool. I actually got to see a little bit of the game. And it was, I didn't mention that it was actually the Toronto Blue Jays, because the Toronto Blue Jays, they have their preseason home out here. Well, thanks, Nick. I appreciate it. I try my best to look like that. Yeah. It was preseason, so preseason is usually it's a fun time. Like I said, it was a Blue Jays, Toronto Blue Jays playing against the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Phillies actually destroyed them. They destroyed them in the by the beginning of the third inning, it was what was it, 10-3.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. By the end of the game, it was they like stopped it. It was like, okay, it was like 10-5. They had a little bit of a comeback, but still nothing. But yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool game.
It's a shame the mercy rule isn't real.
I was, you know, that's a funny shit. Like that's the same thing. I kept talking to the cop that was there with me. I was like, yo, like, there's no mercy rule in the majors, you know. It was like, yeah, no, that doesn't happen.
No, that's just keep getting slaughtered. Just happens.
Yeah, you guys get played. You guys get paid plenty of money.
Yeah.
To actually have a mercy rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was fun. Then something else that I watched. I actually watched something that we spoke about a few weeks ago. DMZ.
Oh right, yeah, I've been meaning to watch that.
It's only 4 episodes, and they aren't bad. I heard like some mixed reviews about it, of course, but it's actually really entertaining.
Okay,
what's her name is actually really damn good at it.
Oh, Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, Rosario Dawson. She's a fantastic fucking actress. Like she does everything great. She's like fucking gold, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking good. It's a really decent story because of course you know. If you're interested in those like post-apocalyptic type stories, it's post-apocalyptic and then like has a little bit of time travel in it, which makes it very interesting. But it is actually a really really it's a fun watch. So definitely check out DMZ on Max. It's good. I really enjoyed it. Then of course we've been watching wrestling and stuff and. I guess we could fucking announce it now, because
yeah, let's do this.
We put a poll on the Twitters and the Instagrams this past week, talking about like what should we do? What should we do? Because we tend to talk about a lot of wrestling on the show.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't want to listen to it, because of course right. You know it's our passion. We enjoy it.
We'll have like an almost 2-hour show, and like half of that is wrestling.
Right. Yeah.
Especially after like a pay per view like Revolution.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And we've pretty much come to a conclusion that we are going to be doing a bit of a reboot or like a reimagining of the ICGPW Slamcast.
It's sort of a 2.0.
Yeah, it's sort of a 2.0, just, you know, minus the bad creative, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, minus the bad creative, and we're calling it... The
Suplex City Geeks.
Yeah, Suplex City Geeks, which I like. I like the fucking title. It's fucking good.
It's like, so I'm really, the title name came to me because like I'm sitting down, I was letting my kids like burn out their energy last night before we had gone upstairs to do bedtime routine.
Mm-hmm.
And like as they're running around just being fucking 2-year-old lunatics that they are,
mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm thinking, I'm like, really? Because you and I had been coming up with this name back and forth. And then Charlie didn't like the names. And I'm like, well, he's not going to be on the show.
Yeah. See, but the thing is, like, I bring things up to Charlie because he's been a prominent part of the show, even if he hasn't been here. Because he was the first person that I actually did the show with. He was my first original co-host.
Charlie's just the heart and soul of this team.
Yeah, he's still here. He's still here, even though he's technically not physically here.
Yeah. So basically the idea came because wrestling is wrestling.
Yeah.
Whether you're pro wrestlers or sports entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
To the fans, wrestlers are wrestlers. Wrestling is wrestling.
Yeah.
And true wrestling fans really watch everything. So I'm like, all right, I'm thinking about Brock Lesnar. I'm like, Suplex City.
Yeah.
And then you had told me about Taz, Suplex City. I'm like, oh yeah, but now Taz is all, but Taz is now AEW and quotes anytime Hook does it, like Suplex City.
Yep.
And then I'm like, wait, how about we just throw geeks onto that? Because being that we're already the inner city geeks, it's like, how about we just
do the Suplex, add on to it. Suplex City. Add on to it. Yep.
So it plays on everybody. It play, you know, it meshes well with us and then wrestling. And yeah, so that's our announcement. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, especially since this weekend, by the time this episode goes up, we'll have a shit ton of wrestling that's happened this weekend.
Yeah.
Starting today, April 1st.
RH Supercard.
As we're recording this, we're about an hour and a half into the ROH Supercard. And so far, I've already watched 2 hours of it, and it's fucking really good. And I can't wait to watch the rest of it. But not only just that, of course, there's SmackDown, which is on the same time as the ROH Supercard.
Yeah.
And then after that,
we'll have WrestleMania weekend that just passed.
Rampage, that happens on Friday today.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, the all shit is happening today. the New Japan. There's another New Japan Cup happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of happening
out there. And then two nights of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
A shit ton of fucking wrestling, dude.
That's like a whole podcast of just wrestling.
Yes.
So
that's like a whole few episodes of podcasting right there.
It really is. So like, instead of like just boring the non-wrestling fans of our show.
Yes.
Like, we'd rather just give you the geek news and also the wrestling
news separately. Show just for the wrestling.
I mean,
we geek out of our wrestling, like, we love it.
I mean, look at what, like, the idea pretty much spawned off of What Culture, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because What Culture is the originators of these kind of things. And, like, they have their videos daily, but then it's also, they have wrestling and they have gaming and they have Star Wars and they have like 97 different things that are, that's a What Culture thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I'd rather do something like that where it's like we can have a wrestling thing and do a nerd geek related thing and not have it all be on one show, which just drags and drags and drags and drags and drags.
Right. Exactly.
So
it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a little bit different, of course, because it's something we haven't done in quite a while.
Yeah.
Not that we haven't done podcasting in a while, but like the fact that like we haven't done a full show just on wrestling. Well, technically, no. We have, because we've done our bonus rounds. Bonus rounds have been all about wrestling as well. So.
And to think, Steve, you're going to be on the Slamcast with the with one of the original chairs of the Slamcast.
Yeah. Exactly. It's going to be awesome. So it's just us. It's just, what the fuck?
Hey, it's our friend the cat.
Yeah, Leia again decided to jump on me. I just felt her little paws on my back. I was like, whoa.
All of a sudden I saw ears and like that look on you, like brr?
Yeah, like exactly. That. Exactly. Like, huh? Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You guys started without me?
Yeah, basically, exactly. Yeah. Like, oh my god, I want to watch wrestling too. Yeah, yeah. So this weekend we're gonna record our talks on WrestleMania, because of course we there's so much to watch. We're just gonna stick to one thing for now. Eventually, we'll branch out. We'll start watching other things here and there.
Yeah,
but as far as when it comes to the pay per views, the way that we're gonna do WrestleMania this week. We could actually probably do WrestleMania and ROH Supercard, but we'll see.
That's a lot of wrestling.
So, yeah, it's a lot of good wrestling, and I love it. The ROH Supercard so far is really fucking good. Man, that as soon as we started recording, we had FTR versus the Briscoes, a match that I was actually really looking forward to, but it's okay. This is one of the things that, you know, you sacrifice what you want for what you get here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's totally worth it. Totally fucking worth it. Because we like to bring stuff for you guys, for you, the listener. And we appreciate you guys. So yeah, super excited for Suplex City. It's going to be fun. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Like I said, it's stuff that we enjoy. So why not continue to bring in more shit? So that way you don't have to just, you know, be like, hey, can you guys stop talking about wrestling on the show? So, yeah. So, yeah, we as far as the polls that we had put out, it was pretty much a unanimous decision. Everybody was like, yeah, just do it. Just do the whole separate show. And I'm good with it, dude. I'm good with it. We're going to have awesome music. So we're going to have the show. We're going to have a little segments here and there on the show. It's going to be good. It's gonna be a fantastic ride. It's gonna be a slobber knocker of an evening. Yes. And I think that's pretty much covers the last week because I haven't really done anything else other than do this. Oh yeah, not only just that, like I forgot to mention. Starting Monday, the day that this episode comes out, I got a new job.
Woo-hoo.
Not necessarily leaving the company, but moving from the company, moving in within the company to another job, another position. And that's pretty dope. I've been working for this company for the last 15 years in August. And I've gotten to the point that I kind of wanted to try something new. And I've been at the same site for the last 7 years. And I've been doing the last same thing, pretty much the same thing for the last 7 years. Since I came out to Florida, and I was like, let me try something else, try something new. I got the job, and I started Monday. Awesome thing about it, literally 10 minutes from here.
That's really nice.
Yeah, like I've been traveling about 30 to 40 minutes depending on traffic every day. Now, literally, I make a left and then make a left and then a right, and then a left. And then the right, and that's it. And I work.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So
I fucking love it.
So Steve is now the man. He's gonna start talking like Becky Lynch.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna start talking in an Irish accent. No, that's horrible. That was the worst. Bad. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Jeez.
All right. Show over. We just lost viewership. We lost sponsorship. All right.
I quit. Yeah. That was awful. Jesus Christ, dude. Oh yeah, if you guys want to watch the ROH show, click on the link in the fucking bio for Fight TV. Get that on there. It's worth it. Definitely fucking worth it. Or if you're questionable about it, you can go watch the first hour on YouTube's. The first hour is on it there. Zero Hour. It's Supercard 0 Hour. So you can do that too. But yeah, dude. What else do we have? It's time to get into some geek shit?
Let's do some geek shit.
Yeah. Let's do some geek shit. So this week, we got some pretty interesting news. Something that I'm a fan of. Like, I really enjoyed the original. And like, it kind of sucks that Brendan Lee died. Working it, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
sad shit.
And like, I mean, it's pieced well enough for the time,
right?
But it's just sad because you never got the true finished product of what could have been this even more iconic comic book film.
Yeah. And it sucks because it was really good. It was really fun first, especially first time, because the 80s was, well, the 90s was like the emo time of everyone. Everybody was had that emo period. No matter who you are, no matter how much you're like, oh no, I wasn't, you know, motherfucker. Everybody had an emo period. I know I went through it. I'm pretty sure you went through it, Brian.
I'm sure I did, sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've all had that time. We were like, oh my God, the crow is the shit. And some awesome shit that came out for this. For
great fucking soundtrack.
Fuck yeah. It was an amazing soundtrack. Uh-huh. We got awesome news. The dude that played fucking Pennywise in the recent It movies, Bill Skarsgård, will be taking out the mantle of, Eric Draven? Uh-huh. Super fucking exciting. Because he's a good-ass actor. I really want to see what he does with it, what he brings to the show or to the movie.
Absolutely.
Or to the character. Because, like I said, he's one of those characters that are that's been etched into people's minds, like, yo, this is how you want to live anyway. If you want to live that emo life, it's fucking great. Very dark, very, very, like, And he kind of fits the role so far. Like, everything that he's done, he's pretty much been the same way. And I like it. I like how they do this. I like how they, what they're going to do with it. I'm very excited for it.
It's crazy because wasn't Jason Momoa supposed to be the Crow, like, years back?
Yeah, but 7 years ago, yeah, they said that. Like, I could see it when, like, he was probably not as stupidly buff as he is now.
Yeah.
Like when he was first starting out and stuff, like when just before they started the whole Game of Thrones stuff, that he was a little bit smaller, just a little bit smaller. But yeah, I don't see him as that right now.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's too fucking jacked.
Yeah, yeah. He's too ripped to do that.
It would have to be the version of himself that was in that commercial.
Right, exactly. The super, yeah. When he takes off the pieces of his skin and shit, yeah, the creepy fucking commercial.
From a Super Bowl
last year. Super Bowl, yeah. Which is still, I still don't know about that commercial whenever it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, I feel like this movie will hopefully be okay because now we're living in a world where comic book movies are the theater.
Right, exactly.
You know, like, because when this movie came out, I mean, think about the only true comic book movie we ever really had was, what, Captain America?
Yeah. I feel like even before that, because this came out way before that.
The Crow came out in 93.
Yeah, that was before Captain America.
Okay, so then
I think that was around the same time as the earlier Punisher movies.
Oh, like the Dolph Lundgren one.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, but if you think about it, I mean, it's the original Crow was, I don't think it did well in the box office.
It was around the same time as Spawn.
No, Spawn came out in 97.
Okay, fine.
I know that for a fact because okay. I went to an employee only screening of that in the theater.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
So in fact, director cameo, Todd McFarlane is one of the homeless people.
Nice, yeah.
So the Crow back then, I don't think it did well box office, but it obviously became a cult following.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the point where, like, now toy companies are doing an Eric Draven. Like, Diamond Select just did one over the last half of... Yeah, like, last quarter of 2021, first quarter of 2022. Mezco just dropped their 5 points... five-point articulation figure. Mm-hmm. They announced their 1/12 scale last Toys Fair.
Okay.
2021.
Nice.
So, like, it has a following.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
And so, like, I feel as if nowadays it would do well in the box office, because again, think about what we've seen in the last 10 years with Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what we've seen with Disney. DC. We've had a multitude of Batman. We've had
three ridiculous Nolan amount of Spider-Mans.
Yeah, but if you think just DC.
Just DC, yeah, no, you're right.
We've had three Nolans. We've had two different versions of the JLA.
Mm-hmm.
That's five. I'm going to count those as separate films. And then BVS, so that's six.
Yep.
You know? And then just recently, Matt Reeves, the Batman. So that's seven different Batman films over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, more like 15, because Batman Begins came out in 2005.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'm sorry, it's more like 17, shit.
Yeah, a long fucking time ago. Yeah.
And then obviously with Marvel started, I mean, Marvel's been around for forever, Blade in 98, but...
Mm-hmm.
And then Blade 2 being the first one to be under the Marvel Knights logo.
Yep.
You know? Which, I mean, Guillermo del Toro, come on. Bring him back somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Let him do it. He did fucking great with it.
Let him do the Mahershala Ali Blade, mm-hmm. and I'll be good with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But then, of course, you got little things thrown in between that. We've had Spider-Man reboots. We've had, we've had fucking Iron Man start it in 08 and then just to end it with that was Endgame. But then you had Spider-Man and that became like this fucking open world film in which it took other characters like fucking Tom Hardy's Venom into that universe. Fuck Morbius. I'm gonna watch it anyway, but I heard it's nothing but dog shit.
I literally, the words from the reviewer's mouth was, yeah, Morbius.
Like Jeremy Johns made me laugh because, like, first off, shout out to that dude because that dude is the real one when it comes to film.
He's one of my favorite reviewers.
Yeah. And so, like, Jeremy Johns basically shadowed that movie so bad.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not gonna call it dog shit, but it's dog shit.
Yeah, it's garbage from what he says, and he's not the only one. Like I watch a lot of different different things online.
I watch screen. Oh yeah, Ryan Airy fucking shot out that film.
Yeah, he had the dog making fun of the movie.
I saw that. It was hilarious. Great. And then Heavy Spoilers did one too.
Nice.
I'm pretty positive New Rockstars did one.
I'm pretty sure they all do it.
Because, like, I mean, there's so many hosts for New Rockstars, but Eric Voss is like the main guy, and because I watch him for like the things you missed in certain shows. Mm-hmm. You know, like he'll break it down,
right?
And I like to compare Heavy Spoilers and the three that I compare notes to see, the true. My wife just texted me. Bill Skarsgård set the stars. Eric Draven and Crow. That's funny. she's clearly not watching the live stream.
Yeah. Only trolls.
So what happened is that only trolls. So what happened is that
only trolls.
Only trolls.
Instead of only fans, only trolls.
Wow, I'm fucking blanking on my train of thought here. What the fuck was I saying? We're talking about comic book food.
Everybody comparing these videos to compare.
Right. So the three people I watched to compare: Heavy Spoilers, New Rockstars, and the Canadian Lad.
Okay.
And like these guys, because Canadian Lad breaks that shit down. He watches the movies in 0.25x speed. And like.
See, that's something I can't watch. I can't do that.
Yeah, but I mean.
I can't watch it that slow.
But like to watch it that slow and just.
I know, you get a lot more
pick up on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So like I use those to compare. But so basically, like. Well, to go back in the original. Train of thought was like all these movies have come out And then you have all these fucking TV shows that have come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, you know, and think about the original success of Daredevil, the original success of Punisher, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and then those other two shows.
The other two shows. That's hilarious. I'm not gonna lie. I did enjoy Iron Fist. I did enjoy it. It wasn't the best.
It wasn't.
But
the
it
best.
Was enjoyable. It was enjoyable.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I might watch it again. I don't know yet.
I did actually enjoy the fuck out of the Defenders too.
As you know, for me, the Defenders, it's like I'll watch Daredevil season 1 and 2, then watch Defenders, and then I'll watch season 3 because
that's
of
fair.
The whole
yeah,
Matt Murdock
that's
story.
It. Yeah.
But no, like, so I'll close this on this point, but like, think about the entire success of what comics to film have been in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, The Crow would work now.
Absolutely. If you have something that's as successful as, like, let's say, not even just in movies, but as far as TV shows that have been reworked into live actions, like let's say The Boys, or recently Good Omens, or American Gods.
Yeah.
Those are all fantastic books that have been transformed into what we know as, you know, TV and film.
I mean,
and they've been great all around.
I mean, even look back, I mean, despite your thoughts on like the last, you know, X amount of seasons of the show, but The Walking Dead.
Right, exactly, yeah.
The Walking Dead
was still.
Yeah, The Walking Dead was such a great comic book to the point where it spawned a live-action show, which then spawned
like
other
three
shows.
Spin-offs. Right.
It had Fear the Walking Dead, which is still going, which I eventually I stopped after season 5, but that's because I couldn't watch it for whatever reason, and I just forgot. So I'll go back and binge watch those. But then like. The World Beyond, and now there's a Daryl and Carol spinoff, and now there's a Negan and Maggie spinoff. Or for you DC people, the Thomas and Martha Wayne spinoff.
That's fair. I like it.
But I mean, like, comics getting converted to live action is something that, yeah, it may not have worked back in the 90s, but like.
Oh, absolutely. It definitely hasn't.
Right, but the 2000s, especially just the last couple of years, that show comic book movies essentially saved cinema from fucking COVID bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. It really has.
You know? Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, like, a lot of movies were, you know, like, Marvel had stopped. You know, I forget what the last Marvel movie in cinemas was before the pandemic, but. Was it No Way Home? Far From Home?
I think so. I think that's what it was.
But no, but comic book movies.
We sure as hell know it was Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, comic book movies and comic book shows are traditionally saving cinema, saving TV ratings, because the younger generation from. Our generation down.
It's pretty much our demographic. The fucking, was the 18 to 30, that's 18 to 49 demographic.
Something
that's
like that,
pretty much
yeah.
holding it down.
Yeah. Because, like, we're fans of Batman. We're fans of Iron Man and you know, Flash and, you know? So, like,
yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why Arrow was 7 seasons. There's a reason why Flash is now going to be into season 9. Why Superman and Lois got picked up for a third?
Yeah, and you know, I haven't watched that show since the first half of the first season.
It got better, and I need to catch up on season 2. I might just, I think it's almost done, so I'm just gonna wait until it hits Netflix like 2 days after.
Right.
But there's a reason why all these shows
they still dropping on Netflix. Or they have a thing with HBO as well. Like,
oh, I mean, I think you can get it on Netflix though. But
okay.
But I mean, like,
regardless,
but either way, like, there's a reason why Legends is still going. There's a reason why Supergirl was 5 seasons. There's a reason why, you know, Arrow 7 and Flash 9 and Superman, whatever. Because the demographic watches that. We don't watch 60 minutes.
Yeah. You know, we don't watch that. We don't watch any of the other shit either.
If we're going to watch 60 minutes of television, it's not going to be news. It's going to be a comic book thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's a reason why...
less about the news.
There's a reason why Spider-Man No Way Home made it to, like, the top 2 or 3 films in history.
Yep.
You know, that we sat
down... One of the top movies is fucking, what? Avatar?
Yeah.
Which is dumb, but, like, we got... put asses in seats.
Is that exactly? It's asses in seats. Like, there's a reason why, you know, Batman was 3 hours. It's because fans like us didn't care. We sat glued to our seat, going, "Holy shit, what's next?"
Yep.
Like on April 19th, when that hits HBO, I'm gonna be glued to my couch for 3 hours watching that movie.
And you're going to sit there for 3 hours, but at 0.5 speed. Let's try to catch every little thing.
No, that's why we have guys who do breakdowns, the heroes.
Absolutely.
You know, not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah, you're right. You are absolutely right about that.
But they probably all wear glasses because they've been staring at the screen.
Yeah. They probably all wear glasses and are living in their parents' basements, though.
Yeah. Probably.
That was awful.
That's mean.
It's mean, but it's somewhat the truth. I'm not all the way wrong on it. Just like the troll that come in here sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh trolls. Next thing that came out this week. I'm sorry. What are we saying, Brian?
I was gonna say episode title, Box Trolls.
Yeah, that too. I still like the only trolls, though.
I know. But no. Remember when you, me, and Alex and Mario were hanging out after we saw was it Captain America? And we're by the McDonald's, and Alex just points to those two people. Oh, box trolls.
Yeah.
Yep. That was fun.
Oh, those were the days.
Oh, that's like fucking 8 years ago.
Yeah, long fucking time ago.
Long time.
Yeah.
I couldn't grow a beard then.
No, you couldn't.
No, I really couldn't.
No. Because you would have gotten fired.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't think
you would have gotten fired if you just had stubble.
Oh, yeah. They hated that shit because, you know, stubble can clearly hinder my job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So can stupidity. Anyway, on to the next
thing. So next thing, something we love music. We enjoy music, and something that we're super that I'm super excited for. I enjoy Eddie Murphy. I enjoy what he does. He did a pretty good job with the Dolomite movie that he did on the Netflix recently.
And even Coming to America was funny.
Yeah, Coming to America was good too. I enjoyed that very much. But he's going to be playing George Clinton from the Funkadelic All-Stars in a biopic, pretty much. He's going to be the godfather of funk, and that is super fucking exciting. Because, of course, you know, he's one of those dudes that it has influenced so many different styles and genres of music just with what he's done in the past. And I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. I'm excited to see what Eddie Murphy's going to bring to it, too. Because he's a pretty decent actor. He's not bad.
No, he's not. I mean, he's all, like, he's done drama. You know, like, I mean, everything from drama to music. I mean, Party All the Time.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. Because George Clinton is just like a true legend in music.
Absolutely.
You know, there's not anybody who doesn't know the name.
Yeah.
You know, you might not know his music, but you know the name.
Yeah, exactly. Or not, not like, you might not know the music, but you know the sounds that have come out from that music, because a lot of their music has pretty much fallen into some other place throughout music history, whether it's hip hop, whether it's rock, whether it's anything, yeah. It's all had somewhat of an influence somewhere there.
For me, my first introduction to George Clinton was actually in my teens when I was watching PCU on HBO.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, like with Jeremy Piven and fucking Jon Favreau was in that movie. And Jon Favreau was set to go find a band to get, the party started to save the campus or the frat, and then it turns out he like befriended George Clinton's band and like all the antics of that movie. That's a movie that they can't get away with today.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. You know, can't do that at all.
The amount of everything in that movie is like, it's almost like Dodgeball. You can't get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my introduction to George Clinton. But yeah, I mean, there are so many different bands out there that get their style from, and you know, he was also in Good Burger.
Yeah, that's right. He was
in the cycle.
I forgot about that. Yep. He's been all over the place. He's been all over the place. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not a fan of watching a lot of biopics, but this might be one of those ones that I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna watch this.
For me, I'm not a big biopic person, but the two that are great in my opinion, and I've spoken about it a lot, Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix,
which was actually pretty good.
He literally transformed it into Johnny Cash. Learn how to play guitar and sing while playing. That's, you know,
especially for somebody that doesn't do that for a living,
right? And and the other one was Tick Tick Boom, starring about the story of Jonathan Larson, where Andrew Garfield learned how to play piano and sing.
Yeah.
and he's pretty fucking good too. Like, I mean, obviously he didn't win for best actor. Somebody else did.
Yeah.
But I mean, the fact that he was nominated for that movie, it goes to show you that he's
like,
yeah, I mean, Joaquin Phoenix was nominated in 2004. So, and then lost it to Philip Seymour Hoffman, I believe, that year for Capote. But
another biopic.
But considering the talent, the pure talent that is Eddie Murphy, I'm excited for this.
Because
you know, if they portray an older, I'm sure they'll portray an older George Clinton. You know, he's going to do makeup. He doesn't mind sitting in a chair for like a full day to get fucking dressed up as a fucking Jewish dude and coming to America.
Both of them.
But you know what's great? So like, to go back to waiter, check the soup. There's no spoon. So the thing about Eddie Murphy, I mean, like, the fact that he literally sat in the chair again to play the old white dudes. Which, by logic, they should not be alive.
Right, exactly.
They're coming to America. It's like 30 plus years. So like, these guys are clearly like in their 70s. So they'd be like in 100.
In their hundreds, yeah.
Yeah. But you know, he doesn't mind sitting in a makeup chair for X amount of time.
Yep.
And we know he can sing. I'm excited. I'm ready.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Bring on the trailer.
Bring it on, dude. I want to see it. Something else is that this is pretty fucking cool. We love the Muppets.
Oh yeah.
The Muppets are the fucking shit, dude. Yes, we are old, but the Muppets are still one of those go-tos. Whether it's Muppet Babies or the actual original Muppets,
or even Muppets Sesame in New York, Street.
Or Muppets in New York. Or Sesame Street. Exactly.
Sesame Street.
We've all had that love for Jim Henson since we were fucking tiny. Since we were wee bears.
It's like when we'll watch Sesame Street here, you know, and then like a clip pops up of like something from our generation of Ernie and Bert. Us now are like, that was Jim Henson and Frank Oz.
Yep.
You know, and if you go back and watch, and I highly recommend this if you haven't already, both to you and to anybody listening, Street Gang.
Oh, yeah, on HBO.
Yep. It was so well done, and it showed you how they took an idea and they made Sesame Street, and like it was to focus on the inner city, and it was there to, so instead of focus on the inner city and include everyone of race and religion, that it didn't take away from anybody's beliefs. Just sit down and learn, because we're all the same. And now if you think about it, Sesame Street's been on for fucking
ever
50 years. Came out in the 70s or like 71.
It's been on forever. It's way before our time.
And speaking of how 2022 sucks in the land of death, you know, we lost Emilio Delgado, who played Luis. And there's a 3-minute long video on YouTube that I recommend of like the nice little, you know, tribute that they put out.
Yeah.
But Jim Henson is an iconic fucking name.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, even kids today know the name, and he's been dead since 1991 or 2, something like that. I mean, and then you have
what's so awesome about this?
Yeah,
what's so awesome about this is that one, the entire family is all goals for this. They're all excited for it. They're all hands in on this. But not only just that, it's going to be directed by one of the greats in Hollywood, fucking Ron Howard, and
his partner Brian Glazer.
Yeah,
they've been together forever.
Yeah, so this is going to be fantastic. Like, well, I cannot wait to see this.
This will be fantastic because it's not Star Wars.
For that you need
Bryce Dallas.
Yeah, for that you definitely need Bryce.
She Bryce Dallas is Star Wars.
Yeah, she really is. She really is. Yeah.
Proven twice.
Yep. Definitely a fan of hers.
But I'm super excited for this because Jim Henson is a name, you know, for me, Muppet Babies, the original. For me, the Muppets. Of all incarnations, from
Muppets Think Manhattan, dude.
Muppets Think Manhattan is fucking just a classic.
Muppet Treasure Island.
A Muppets Christmas Carol we watch every Christmas.
Yeah.
And like, you know, then of course Fraggle Rock.
Yep. Which is original. It is also like it's been rebooted too. I don't know if it's if it's out already, but that's gonna be coming out soon. Maybe it's a Paramount or something.
There was a Muppets movie ways back that it was like Kermit, Miss Piggy, and the gang. But then they meet up with like Oscar and Big Bird and whatnot. It was a Christmas movie.
Interesting. Okay.
And in the basement was Fraggle Rock, and that's how it got introduced. And I don't remember the name of the film.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm sure, like, if I do some research, or I could just ask my sister, who's like a fucking Rolodex of info.
Nice.
So, she's my older sister, so she's not like, you know, she's a Rolodex. She's not digital.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's fair. That's completely fair. She is Wikipedia.
Basically.
Yeah.
So I can ask her, and I'll get you the info on that later. But I'm excited. I'm really excited for it.
I'm very excited for it. Super excited for it. I cannot wait. especially since the last few years with these movies, first stuff that we've actually been fans of since we were children, like Mr. Rogers, like,
oh yeah,
that both of them shits were fucking great.
See, I still haven't seen those.
They're really fucking good. Like, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Mm-hmm. Fucking fantastic, dude. I'm excited to see what they're going to continue to do with these.
With that, you, I don't know if you knew this, but Tom Hanks apparently is a descendant of Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. Allegedly, right?
I mean, it just worked out that way. If it's not true, it should be.
Right.
And we'll just say it is.
It tracks. It makes sense.
It tracks. Yeah. Yes, that tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess the final piece of news for this week so far that we've seen that I was very, very excited for, because of course, you know, I've been a fan of hers since Basic Instinct when I was a fucking youth and shit.
Yeah.
Sharon Stone. She's in final talks to play a villain in the upcoming Blue Beetle coming to theaters, which is very fucking exciting because, of course, you know, I'm really excited for Blue Beetle as is because the kid from Cobra Kai is going to be playing.
Yeah, it's Zolo.
Zolo.
Yeah, Zolo.
Zolo Maridueña.
Yeah, him.
I mean,
I really don't know much about the character. I'll watch it because it's a comic book movie and this is the generation for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not only just that, but like, it has a great fucking cast so far.
Yeah.
Of course, like we said, it has Zolo Maridueña is playing the lead character, who is Blue Beetle or whatever, but it's also George Lopez is in it. Harvey, who we fucking spoke about the last couple weeks, from What We Do in the Shadows, he's gonna be in it.
Yep.
Belisa Escobedo, I don't know who she is, but at least three people so far that I can say, like, okay, yeah, I know who these people are. Like, I want to see what they're going to do.
But, see, it also goes to show you things that I forgot to mention. One very fucking clear one in what I'm about to say about why comics to film, whether it be TV and or cinema work, fucking Peacemaker.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that shit, too, yeah. Like, even though it was great, I still forgot. It's stupid me.
Peacemaker showed you how fucking great comic book stuff could be, because it's this no-name fucking character that, like, I honestly don't know the character. I never read the books.
Yeah, me neither.
But, like, then you got John Cena playing fucking Peacemaker in a movie plus 7 episodes with fucking another season on the way, because... Yep. People of this demographic want to watch nerd shit.
Yeah.
We don't care about what's going on in the world, which is kind of sad because there is shit happening right now.
Yeah. Very, very shitty shit
happening. Some real shit that's fucking not good.
Yeah.
But
also not only just that, but like, yes, we want to watch the shit, but the fact that like, the people that are putting the stuff together are actual fans of things.
Exactly.
Like, they're not just random people like, oh yeah, let's put together this thing that's made a lot of money in this type of this version as far as comic book wise. Let's try to throw something together and make it look nice.
Yeah.
You got people that are actually like, oh yeah, I'm all in on this character. I want to see what they're going to do. I want this character to make so much more fucking money.
Because if you think about it, James Gunn started that with Guardians.
Right.
Nobody really knew who the Guardians... I mean, you knew who they were, but you didn't know the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember when I saw the first trailer for that movie.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is going to be one of those, like, sleeper hits.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to sneak up on you. You're going to go, okay, I'm just going to see it because it's part of Marvel, blah, 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 blah. And you're going to walk out going, holy fucking shit.
Yep.
Like, you know, it's just a phenomenal fucking piece of work. And I saw Guardian. I saw the first Guardians twice in theaters because, like, I was just blown away by it.
Right.
But it goes to show you that comic book into live action for cinema and TV work. So
and not even as that, but also like if you go back to fucking like Guillermo del Toro again with fucking Lord of the Rings and shit. No, that was not even him. That was fucking what's his face? Fuck, I forgot his name. With Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings was another fantastic thing that came out in fucking theater. That was something that was literally a book for fucking kids when we were way younger.
Yeah. And I mean, at best, it had like an animated movie.
Yeah, yeah. And back then,
in like the early 80s,
which morphed into 6 3-hour fucking movies.
Yeah. it became like Star Wars in the sense where it got remastered and re-edited and added scenes and all that other shit. And like, I mean,
no, but the 3-hour movies are just the original movies that came out.
Yeah, I remember.
And then you add another hour and a half to them with the extra shit that they added to it.
For that, I remember seeing The Two Towers in theaters at 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I left the theater at near 2 o'clock.
Yep.
My back was on fire. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, shit. But I was like, no, this is good.
Yeah, see, my ass, like, I actually paid to watch the original three in theaters 3 times. And I was like, this shit is great. Then I bought the DVDs and fell asleep every single time I tried to watch the DVD.
Because it's, you're putting, I mean, nowadays you got these reclining seats, but, like, back in our day, you had, like, these fucking foldable chairs and, like, some cushion.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
That could be it. That could be it.
I still remember hoping nobody sat in front of me in theaters and putting my feet in between the armrests.
Yep.
You know? So.
I used to do that too. Yeah.
So like.
It was only right.
It's only right. but no, the point is like the fact that they're taking these like obscure characters and turning them into TV and film. It's because now we have the wanting and the need for this.
Yep.
You know, like we have the people that really are hoping that we see something out of this because truthfully, The Crow now, to go back in earlier.
Yeah.
The Crow now would work because everybody wants to see, you know, fucking a comic book film, especially something that's as fucking dark as The Crow.
Yeah.
I mean, The original Crow had a lot of, like, it was violent, sure, but, like, it was violent for 1991 or 93.
But, like,
The Crow now, I mean, you could do something as, you could do something like where he uses a fucking sledgehammer, like the Punisher did in the first episode of season one.
Yeah.
You know?
Or even go back to, like, Sin City. Sin City was another one that was fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Sin City. I saw that in theaters, too.
Yeah, I saw both of them in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sin City, the first one, starring Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Well, as one of the many characters in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
On a side note, sucks about Bruce Willis having to retire from cinema due to, you know, brain disease.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I know I was just reading something on Cracked on Instagram where it's like, in this movie he clearly flubbed a line. On this movie, reading from a script, but now if you think about it, that's why.
Yeah, that's why he was such a dick to people sometimes.
Probably, but like, am I sad we're never gonna see a Die Hard 6? Yeah. But you know, it's. The man done so many fucking films.
Yeah, he's done a lot of shit in his day, so.
He I mean, go to his IMDb. There's probably like 1,000 fucking things.
Yeah, especially recently too. Like he's done a lot of random shit too. That he got had like probably 2 lines in him.
He got top billing in that movie I watched the other week, Gasoline Alley.
Yeah.
He's in it for 10 minutes.
Yep.
But you know. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that pretty much wraps it up this week. Do you have anything else to add?
Actually, yeah. I made good on my promise. I did watch No Exit.
Oh, yes. What did you think of it, dude?
It was fucking amazing.
Dude, so fucking good.
It was such a fucking good film. It went on that twist with the... I mean, I'm not... Fuck it, I'm going to spoil it. Spoiler alert. But the twist when the fucking woman was the kid's nanny?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I sort of had a feeling about the other young guy.
Yeah.
Or better known as fucking Falcon's partner from Falcon and Winter Soldier. Javier.
Yeah.
But, like, when the girl woke up and she called out the woman by name, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then you get the flashback.
Like, where she's, like... Yeah. Doing the TikTok and the girl's a brat and
yeah, the girl's a little asshole. The kid is a fucking asshole. I'm sorry. Because
she was smoking the joint and it's like, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna tell my mommy on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking asshole
so, kids sometimes, yeah. Fucking, yeah. But such a great fucking film. Now you have to make good on yours and watch the fucking Walk Among the Tombstones.
I did watch it.
Okay.
What'd you think? It was okay. It was good. It wasn't as good as No Exit.
Fine, but I'm not saying it was the perfect fucking movie. But how it's crazy!
It's good.
Like when the fucking the
it's
the,
a crazy back and forth story, which I like.
The dismembering part, yes. Where he's like, "Which breast do you want to keep?"
Yeah,
I was like,
"Wow." There are some things that is like, "Wow, okay."
Dark fucking David Harbour.
Yeah.
I like, David Harbour. Or like the fucking when they release the kidnapped kid, but then she's like missing 3 fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, we didn't set the rules yet. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And to think this movie was what, 2005?
No.
No, 2015.
15.
Whatever. Yeah. But neither of the 5 in there.
Yeah. But like that movie was dark as fuck.
Yeah, it was very dark. It was very, very dark.
And kudos to the filmmaker, though, because that was all really shot on location.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Like, when they were going through Greenwood Cemetery, that's exactly the cemetery.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you were telling me. Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
gas station where he's, like, hiding from the maintenance guy. Mm-hmm. I've been at that bus stop.
Nice.
You know, like, when... The guy like went toward the other neighborhood, like the building mm-hmm. where he jumped from, Ruth Court, like that's Ocean Avenue in like Ditmas. That's like, which I was just in that area earlier looking at a different apartment. Nice. So like that was all shot on location.
Hell yeah, dude.
You know, including the infamous steps that are made famous from the Joker now.
Yeah. The Joker steps.
Yeah. That's what they're going to be called from now on.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to call them from now on.
All right. Last little bit of part to include into why comics and film are now are like successful. Think about the amount of movies that have been nominated for an Oscar that are a comic book film.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll start with Heath Ledger winning posthumously as Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And then for that, we'll also do Joaquin Phoenix winning as Joker, even though the movie was boring as fuck. he was perfect for the role.
Yeah, he was really good. He was good in it. And as far as acting wise, he was really good at it.
I also feel like that was the Oscar he should have won in 2005. Mm-hmm. But being a security guard for a lot of years, I know what an EDP looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I know the actions of an EDP, and like he was truly an emotionally disturbed person.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean that whole thing, the twist that I thought was fucked up in that movie was how the whole thing with Zazie Beetz was like in his head. That was like, yeah. Oh, that, like, okay, that was pretty twisted.
Mm-hmm.
But then you had Spider-Man, No Way Home was nominated for like an award, this year. Mm-hmm. Black Panther won an award at one point. You know what I mean? It's like, if these movies weren't saving cinema, they wouldn't have been nominated for an award.
Yeah.
You know?
But you can't say that to Martin Scorsese. He doesn't believe that.
You can't say that to Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, fuck these comic book movies. Nobody wants to see those. Yeah, nobody wants to see your boring ass movies sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about The Godfather 3.
Yeah. Or The Godfather 1.
Well, Godfather 1 and 2...
It was good. 2 is the better one of the three.
Yeah. But I truthfully can't... I've seen those movies to death. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
I mean... I'm sort of like that with Goodfellas, too.
Goodfellas is fucking fantastic.
It's a fantastic film, but I'm kind of—I've seen it in my life so many fucking times. I'm like,
I think I've kind of—it's overstood its welcome. Yeah.
But no, I got nothing else.
All right, cool. So we pretty much come to an end of the show. So guys, make sure you guys check out InterCityGeeks.net. We got a whole bunch of shit up there. Of course, we got this show. We have It's Poppin'. We have Brian Sojay Presents. We have the ICDBW Slamcast, the Good Games, what is it? Comics with a What, Manga Time, Anime World. So much fucking shit over there. The industry webcomic, you can check that shit out over there.
The original Slamcast.
Yes, the original Slamcast, exactly. Like, now it's going to be Suplex City, Super City Geeks. That's going to be us again within the next week. We're going to have WrestleMania talks. So get ready for that.
And hopefully we'll have more shows than the Slamcast did.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we will, because there's a lot of good wrestling happening now.
So. Oh yeah.
So we're definitely gonna have a lot of shit coming. Uh-huh. So get ready for that. Then also on the site on the links, we got a whole bunch of links to a lot of cool fucking places. Like I mentioned earlier, we have click the link, take you to Fight TV. Fight TV has so much fucking wrestling on there. You can watch all of it. You can watch, like, at this very moment that we're recording right now, which you'll probably be able to watch later on. The ROH Supercard. Check that shit out. From the last 2 hours that I watched, it's been fucking really fucking good. So check that out if you really don't want to watch, you know, WrestleMania or something like that. Go check that shit out. Got a lot of cool shit on there. A lot of good matches. There's that. Then there's Sideshow Collectibles, because we love fucking toys. I did it again. 2 weeks in a row.
You do it every fucking time.
Yeah. We enjoy toys. So yeah. Check out Sideshow Collectibles. Got a lot of cool shit up there. I have not looked like it recently to see what else they have that's actually really cool that I really want. I haven't looked recently, but I'll be checking that soon. But there's a lot of cool shit there. A lot of nice things that you should definitely check out. Do that. So Sideshow Collectibles, there's a link to everywhere over there. Then CBDMD, of course, you know. We love the CBDs. We need some CBDs sometimes. Sometimes ease our stress, or even just make us feel chill after a while, as long as they work. Yeah. So check that out, CBDMD. There's a lot of cool shit there. Like I said, we also like to wear clothing. Like you see, my shirt says a 1980 something spaceship from the Lego movie.
Spaceship!
Yeah. See, it has the guy there too.
Spaceship!
Check out Soul Sick Clothing Company. They got a lot of cool shit there. So check it out. You got shirts, hats, hoodies. So much cool shit. They even have, like, gamer clothes. So go get your shit over there. Then at checkout, type in Interested in Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. Because who doesn't like fucking discounted prices and stuff? I know I do. So go to SoSick Clothing, SoeSicClothing.co. Like I said, type in Interested in Geeks for 15% off at checkout. Then there's also Beard Octane. Get some pretty good fucking beard products for your man main. Do it. They got a lot of cool shit. They got a lot of butters, balms, oils. Like I said, they also have, you know, the leave-in conditioners that are actually really good. So if you want to, you know, put on a leave-in conditioner before you go to bed, it's fucking fantastic. Makes your beard feel nice and smooth in the morning. It's good shit. And then at checkout,
I was gonna say the one thing you don't want is a knotted fucking beard the next.
Yeah, time. No, you do not want that, dude. You do that not and, want that.
That and in the current world we live in, where masks are a thing still in certain parts,
certain places, know, yes,
and like you know, lifts and buses and whatnot, or in my case, going to see apartments where you have to wear one. You know, the longer your beard is, the more like it dents in and curls.
Mm-hmm.
And then that makes the knotting even harder when you have to brush or
comb. Absolutely. So
definitely check out all that beard goodness.
Yeah. So like I said, I should use 10% off at Beard Octane. Go do that. Then, of course, like always, and every week, every fucking episode, every fucking everything, check out Amazon. Link to Amazon Prime on the website and on the links. Because, of course, we love Amazon Prime. They got a lot of cool shit up there. Of course, they got this. They got The Boys coming out very soon, yeah, which I'm very fucking excited about. Diabolical, which is a spinoff series. It's fucking fantastic. It's up Invincible. There. Invincible. Fucking great. Oh, I forgot to mention, also, I finished Upload Season 2.
Nice. Fun fucking series. I need to
fun
watch
fun fucking series. Fun fucking series. Definitely worth checking out. A lot of cool shit. A lot of cool shit up there. Good Omens, like I mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh.
That's on there. So much shit. So many movies. So many different things. The Marvelous Miss Maisel. Fantastic fucking show. It's on season 3, season 4. Great fucking show. I haven't finished the latest season, but the previous seasons have actually been really good. So check that out over there as well. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Then you can find the show. You can listen to us on Spotify, motherfucking Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and that's pretty much all the spaces, because I jumped the gun and I said Spotify first, but fuck it. you can also find us on the socials, so facyspace.com/InterCityGeeks, on the Twitter at InterCityGeeks, on Instagram at InterCityGeeks. Then where can we find you, Senor Bri?
You could find me currently searching all my different FedEx things, as I have Spider-Man 2099 from Mezco on the way, which is still label created. I'm like, well, you should send it.
Oh, you'll have it by Monday sometime.
maybe. I doubt it. It's coming in from Washington State, so I'll see it in 2023.
Yeah.
But you can find me on social
media. You'll see it in 2019. 2099.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Wow, we're going back in time.
Jesus Christ, in my brain.
We're going pre-pandemic. Yeah, you can, of course, find me on all the socials. Check me out on Twitter and Instagram, both Bri2J Presents. You can, of course, check out Bri2J Presents on YouTube. Videos will be coming soon, I promise. We'll get to that Batman video sooner than later. Check out that, comment, like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell thing. Yeah, you can follow me on all that stuff and,
Just don't
follow me in real life like a stalker. Cause that's just,
That's just slightly weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, nice.
And just like, I was going to say, just like every week, this wonderful fucking chair.
Yeah. Thankfully, it looks like you haven't been sliding this time.
I've been casually lifting myself up.
Oh, gotcha. Then you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters, both at Mr. Jackal, MasterJackal. Like I said, thank you guys for listening every single week. I appreciate you guys. You guys are the motherfucking best. Thank you for sharing the show as well. And thank you for voting for Suplex City. Coming very soon. Super fucking excited.
Me too.
We're very excited to see what we're going to do. To bring you more content. It's going to be dope. It's going to be cool. It's going to be fun. So, like I said, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for drinking it all out. Don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.